Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. Today's Amud is Pesachim Daf, Dalet Amud Aleph. Pesachim Daf, Dalet Amud Aleph. We left off Gimel Amud Beis. We didn't quite finish the page. We were right before the lines get wide. We're by the Rav Kahana. First one on the line is Kahana, Rav Kahana. Just to get our bearings, we have been discussing, of course, the Pesachim starts off with Ur, La'ar Ba'asar, which we've explained. Ur means the night of the 14th. We discussed why pick Lashon of Ur, not a Lashon of Laila. So the Gemara explained because we want to pick a positive Lashon. Laila, we said it's not a terrible word, it's not a negative word, but Ur is more a more happy, positive word, and a person should always try to speak in Lashon Nekiyah or positive language. Actually, the last story that we spoke out with the Armenian who was bragging that to Rabbi Yehuda Maseira out in Netzivan that he's able to even the Karan Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira set him up and said, "Go tell them you weren't from the island, from the fatty tail," which of course we know gets burnt the Mizbeach. And through that, they determined who this guy was. The shaykhus of that story to the Gemara, we didn't speak it out, but Rashi spells out for us what shaykhus of that story to the prior Gemaras, because the Gemara had said that people who don't speak positively, we had a couple of Gemaras that they checked the yichus afterwards, one person spoke positively, he was able to become a place in Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim, who didn't speak positively about the portions that they got, the one who said he compared his portion to the tail of a lizard, they checked afterwards and they found a shemetz psul in his yichus. So once we're on the topic of being baidik into a person, we said a story, totally happens to be Pesach related, but a story about the Armenian being tricked to say the wrong thing, to check into his yichus. That's really the connection here, nothing to do with positive language. It's just a story about checking into the yichus. We did ask yesterday, we left it without a teretz. We asked, why did they kill the guy? The guy who was playing games, playing tricks with them, why did they kill the guy? He's chayv misa because he was partaking Karan Pesach. He's chayv misa. So we said maybe Migdia Milsa, they were scared about other people, you know, disparaging a kutchim and the like, and they felt like they had to take a stance. So I found afterwards, the Netziv writes that the reason why the guy perhaps was killed is because he went to Azara. And a guy has a din of tumah. A guy has a din of tumah. Drabanan, midrabanan, every guy has a din of tumah. The presumption is tumah. Of course, a guy, actually, you have to be a yid to be able to come tumah. But a guy has a din of drabanan being tumah. A tumah went to Azara. That's why they gave misa, not because of the achila of the Karan Pesach. The Mechassinah wants to say, and Rabbi Chanan is similar, that it was gezel. Basic dinim. This is basic, simple, very simple answer. That it was gezel. We know the guy mitzvah and zayim say noyach, and the guy who's over zayim say noyach is chayav misa, right? They only have seven mitzvahs, but the seven mitzvahs they have, if they're over misa, right? You didn't have gezel, but there's malchus, there's tashlumen. By a guy gezel is chayav misa. So simple. He did gezel, was chayav misa. Obviously, they had the power to give a misa. Kaisel had the power back then, but that's why he was punished with misa. Okay, on to the next story. Rav Kahana, back to Lushan speaking in proper positive languages. Rav Kahana chalash. Rav Kahana was sick again. We're giving him base about right where the lines go wide. Rav Kahana chalash. He was sick. Shadru Rabbanan Rabbi Shua Bar Dav Idi. So Rabbanan said Shua Bar Dav Idi to go check up on him. Amrle Zubadek my dine. Go find out what his status in my dine. Like what his din is. Meaning what state? Asa Ashchei Dinach Nafshe. Rabbi Shua came and found that he had passed away. He was nifter. Kara the Vuvushe. So Rav Yeshua Bar Idi, he tore his begadim. But then when he came back, he shifted, he spun the clothing around that the tear should be in the back. It shouldn't be so noticeable. He came back crying. They said to him, Nach Nafshe, Rav Kahana, was he nifter? Because obviously his actions showed that it's bad. Was he nifter? Amr Lahu, Anole Kamino Umaisi Diba Huksil. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be behind myself, the one who says Maisidiba Iksul. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I don't want to be the one who speaks the little teachers, the one who speaks negative speech is a fool. I don't want to be a fool, so you can derive from my actions what happened, that he was nifter, but he didn't want to speak it out explicitly. The Kolbay and the Aruch HaZayim bring that there used to be a minig to spill out any water that was in the shchuna near the nifter. Any water in the shchuna near the nifter used to spill it out. One of the reasons they bring is because they didn't want to say the person was nifter. So a way to demonstrate was if they saw people pouring out water near the nifter, near the unwell person, that was the sign that Nebuch, the person, had passed on. It was a way of getting the message out without speaking. Actually, on that topic, getting the message out without speaking, there's a big shiloh. First, we discussed, the Achorinim discussed, it's much more common modern day, you know, it's a shiloh you see all the time. They have those big signs, you have the ramkos that go out, but let's leave that aside for a second. All the big signs, they posters they put up about so-and-so's nifter, and all the advertisements, and all the maces put out in the magazines, when they want to give someone a chashivas, they put out a notice, you know, about the ptira of this chashiva person. Why is that not a problem of Maitzi Diba Huksil? The answer I kind of already said, says Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonneveld in Samos Chaim, he says, simple, because you're not speaking. Over there, you're writing up a message. The issue is to speak. It's interesting. The issue is not so much to communicate the information. On the contrary, he said he communicated the information. He had his begotten torn. It was spun backwards. He was crying, but he got the message across that the person died without speaking. It's the speaking the words, apparently, that's more of the issue than the actual getting the message across. That's what Rebbe Yosef Chaim says. Therefore, over there, when you're putting up a sign, you're not speaking, number one. Number two, you do need to get the message out, practically speaking, that people should know there's a shiva, there's an avela. So, mitzvah that, even if you would speak, that's not an issue. It's a combination of being the bearer of bad news, weighing it with the importance of the message when it needs to be delivered, and therefore it would be okay. So two reasons why those signs are okay. Number one, people should know about the Levaya, they should know about the Shiva. And number two, you're not actually speaking it, you're simply writing it. That's the reason for these signs being a non-issue. Says the Gemara, Yechna Chakukai. Yechna Chakukai, Rashi says Chakukai was a nickname. Chakukah was a nickname. Shekinah. Taisa says, no, he's from a place called Chakukai. It's not a nickname, it was a place called Chakukai. Okay, I'm not sure if it was a nickname, what the Chakukai would mean. Nafa Kagasa, he went out to go to the fields to inspect the crops. He also, when he came back, Amrlin said to him, Nu, Chitanas Yafis, did the wheat crop turn out well? That's, of course, the primary crop. Did the wheat crop turn out well? Amrlin, Sayyimnas Yafis, the barley crop turned out well. What's the obvious message? He was saying, infer from there that the wheat didn't do well. That was his point. Amrlin, they said to him, we don't eat barley. It's funny, today we do eat barley. But barley was considered Meichel Behema. We know we have the Gemara discussed that Mincha Seita, right? Mincha Seita is Mincha of barley. There's only two menachas that are from barley. Mincha Seita, and interesting enough, Mincha Seimer. Fine, but Mincha Seita is Mincha of barley. Why is it Mincha of barley? Because we say her Meisim were like the Meisim of a Behema, the Seita, and therefore the Mincha we bring is like a Mincha of Behema. Fine, barley represents typically, in the Gemara, we speak of barley being an animal type of food. So I'm relay, say Besar L'Susim Mechamarim, go tell your news to the horse and the donkeys. They care about the barley being good. The barley and the straws for the horses and for the speedy baby horses. Fine, but the point is that he didn't want to say explicitly the wheat was no good. He said the barley was good, but they had a complaint to him. They had a complaint. Why are you telling us message about barley? Now, isn't it obvious? Because he didn't want to say the wheat is no good. Gemara explains, no, because there was another alternative. My Havilah Meimar, what should he have said without saying the negative news and still get the message across? Ishtakid nasuchit yafis. He should have said, no, last year the wheat was good. They said, was the crops good this year? Last year the wheat was good. That's what he should have said. He's focused on wheat, but talk about last year and infer from there that last week was good. Inami, or Adashim Nasiyafis. The lentils turned out good. Again, lentils was considered more of a Maichladim, so you should have picked Adashim, you should have picked lentils or last year's wheat as opposed to barley, which is not the typical Maichladim back then. Okay. So that's the more top of Dalam and Alf. Rav Barachua Drabchia, Ubarachse. Rav was the nephew of Reb Chiya, both from his father and his mother. He was Reb Chiya's brother's son, and he's Reb Chiya's sister's son. That sounds a little scandalous, because Reb Chiya's brother and sister, Reb Chiya had a brother, a half-brother, and a half-sister. And the half-brother and half-sister were not related to each other at all. And they got married. They actually had names. Well, the names, obviously the names, but the names were elsewhere. Rashi Sanhedrin, the mother says the names were Evu and Ima. Reb Chiya's brother's name was Eva, his half-brother, and his half-sister's name was Ima. And Evu and Ima got married, and Evu and Ima, sounds like Av and Ima. Evu and Ima got married, and they gave birth to Rav. So Reb Chiya was Rav's uncle twice over. He was twice over. Rav's uncle twice over. It is a little bit relevant to the story, these relationships. Okay. Says the Gemara, by the way, elsewhere in Shai, you'll find that he used to call each other, Rav used to call Reb Chiya Chabibi. Chabibi means, like, till today we know this expression in Israeli language, Chabibi. It means, like, almost means like my loved one, my Chaviv, right? Chaviv. Chabibi, because he was so close, he was an uncle from both sides. Anyway, says the Gemara, Kisaklasim, when Rav went up to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Leh, so Rav Chiya asked him, Evu Kayim, is Evu alive? Amar Leh, Ima Kayim is. So Rav said back in a question form, you ask about Evu, is Ima alive? You ask about Evu, you ask about your brother, you ask about your sister, is Ima alive? He didn't want to say that Evu was gone. Amar Leh knew, Ima Kayim is, so Rav Chiya said, Taka, is Ima alive? Amar Leh, Evu Kayim, is your brother alive? You ask about your sister? Basically, that was his way of getting the message that none of them were alive. Amar Leh Shame, so Rav Chiya understood both of his siblings, his brother Evo and sister Ima died, so he said to Shamish, Chalitz li menali, take off my shoes, that's a velus, take off my shoes, vayelchi kelei achrei lebeis merchetz, and then take my clothing after me to the beis merchetz. We'll see many dinim, the Gemara is going to bring a few dinim based on that answer. But before we go there, just a very technical point. Taisus learns that the story over here was that the facts are still the same, that Evo and Ima were Rav's mother and father, and they were his brother and sister. But they were not, Rav was not asking, Reb Chiya was not asking about his own mother, about his brother and sister. Reb Chiya was asking about his own parents, which was Rav's grandparents. Reb Chiya was asking about his own grandparents, is my mother and father still alive? Are my parents still alive? And Rav responded. So Rav responded with the same answers. You're asking about your mother. What about your sister? You're asking about your father. What about your brother? So again, same overall story, same overall idea, just a slightly different technical difference in the story, whether Rav was being asked about the grandparents or about his parents. Okay. Anyway, so what happened for the story? Rav Chiya took off his shoes and he said, take my stuff afterwards to the base of Mechas. Says the Marash Shmamina class. We learn from this story three halachas. Shmamina, Avil, Aser, Benil, Sazandal. First of all, we see the Avil can't wear shoes. Avil's got to take off his shoes because Rav Chiya said, take off my shoes. He said to Shamash. Secondly, Shmamina, Shmur Chayka, and I guess Aliyah Mechad. Secondly, we see that a Shmur Chayka only lasts one day because Rav Chiya was only keeping Avilas for one day. Shmur Chayka means you hear about a death far away from you know, a distant land, long after it happened. You only keep avilas the day you hear it, only one day. And not only that, he said, take my clothing to the base of Merchitz right now. Shema mina mikzib kule. Part of the day is like a full day. We know by avilas, we always say the 7th day, the last day, mikzib kule. So shema mina mikzib kule. A partial day is like a full day. The first discuss, we're saying shema mina that avil aser bina sasandal. So first question is on that. This is the source from the story of Rav Chiya. He took off his shoe. The Gemara elsewhere learns from Pasuk and Yecheskel, they're supposed to take off your shoe by Avelos. We learn from Derek Pasuk and Yecheskel, what do we need this story from Rav Chiya to teach us to take off the shoe? So Rabbeinu David and Kiddush Eran, they explain the Chiddush of here is that even on a Shmua Rechaika, even when you hear a Shmua long past the matter, still the din Avelos, the taking off the shoe, still applies. One Nilas Sazandal applies in that case as well. Ramban asks, why wouldn't it? If you're telling me Shmua Rechaika has Avelos, be it for a day, whatever Avelos is, so why would the taking off the shoe not be part of the Avelos? Ramban says almost the opposite approach. The Chiddush, that's the only Avelos you have to be knowing. The Isser of Rechitza, the Isser of other of Tashmish, Talmud Torah, let's say, those are going to be Mutter. The message of this Gemara is Shma Mina, not Avel Asmin Sazandal. An Avel that hears the Shmua Rechaika is only Asser, only has taking off the shoe. That's his demonstration of Avelos, and not more than that. Mamish, the opposite approach for the Rabban to the Kiddush Eran to the Rabbeinu David, because again, they're all coming from the same question, that what's going on over here, L'chaira, we already well known that Nilas Sandal is something you do, you take off the shoe when it comes to Avelos. Again, so two different approaches. Either the Chiddush is that even by Shmur Chayka, you still need to do Nilas Sandal, that's Rabbeinu David and the Kiddush Eran, or according to the Rabban, the Chiddush is that you only have to be knowing that Avelos take off the shoe and not the Avelos, which is a Chiddush. Again, his question was, why would I think not? Must be, you're telling me, must be for some reason, he's not saying the answer why, but must be, it's Dafka Nilas Hasandal. Yes.
That's only after delayed Avelos.
Shmur Chayka, correct. Shmur Chayka.
One day,
yes.
Or part of one day.
Correct, yes. Because he went to the base of Mechitz that day. Very good. I'm not sure. Excellent question. I have to get back to you on that. Very good. Yes, he's asking, if we're saying in the Rabban, the only thing you have to be careful for is the sandal, but the other, we've pointed ourselves, Rechitz, and learning Torah, but Rechitz is base of Mechitz, is not Nayeg. So then what's the right from going to the base of Mechitz? That's only Mitzvah Kekule. L'chaira, you'll have to do Rechitz anyway during this time. Excellent question. I must be missing something on the Rabban. Very, very good. Another point that they discuss over here is the Tshuvas of Israel Chuldashayim. He brings from a shayl that wanted to suggest that this idea of not spreading bad news from back on the base over there, not spreading bad news, is only when it's a close relative. Only when you're telling the person that you're one of your close relatives. I don't know if it means that one of the seven immediate relatives or even just a step away from that, but only a relative is the problem. Stamazai, to notify someone that someone died would not be part of that, not be part of the of this what we're saying about being a ksil spreading negative information. That's what the shayl wanted to suggest. However, and part of the right would be our Gemara story. Rav was discussing with Rav Chiya. It's related. It's his parents. That's why it's dafka over there. It's a concern. However, Rav Israel Hildesheim himself argues and says no. It applies to everyone being the biggest raya, because if that's the case, Tamid Chamim, right? Notifying about Tamid Chamim is everyone is a din when it comes to Tam Chacham. Everyone is a din like a karv, like family, right? The Gemara speaks out over there. They got to be rising Kriya. They rise Kriya for Tam Chacham, even if it's not a relative. So if that's the case, even if you're telling me it's only a problem with family, it should also include Tamid Chamim, and the most popular, so to speak, the most common place that people notify about someone passing is by Tam Chacham. So it can't be this guideline of only close relatives, opposed to not close relatives. Okay, one more point on this idea of mix of these halachas, mix of kule. Go further. Basic question: we're saying the last day of Shiva, we get up, the people get up, and shouldn't be relevant to any of us. But a person who's saying Shiva gets up, mix of kule. What about Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is like Shiva. Actually, the way they explain, the Chazal explain, the Achreinim discuss that the 9 days right? The difference between the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and then Shavuot Shechav and the Tisha B'Av itself are like different levels, but then within a regular Avelos, comparable. So the Tisha B'Av is mamash like real hard regular Avelos. By Avelos we say Mitzvah Kekulei. Here we have one day Avelos, we still say Mitzvah Kekulei. So by Tisha B'Av also we say Mitzvah Kekulei. So there's a beautiful insight from the Brisker Rav. It's nice, a beautiful lumdis where he says that a Hagdara Mitzvah Kekulei is only applied on a personal account. When a person has a din, he's got to count 7 days. Look at me, his own schedule. He has a din count 7 days for whatever reason. Shiva is a classic one, obviously. Then we say Mitzvah Kekulei. When there's a calendar count, you never say on calendar. You don't say on Shabbos, Mitzvah Kekulei, half the Shabbos over. We say, well, why not? Because today's the day. When the Torah says there's a day, and even Tishba, Chazal said, make Tishba a day of fast, a day of fasting, Rabbanim, but it's the day of Tishba. So even though it's a rabbinic din of Avelos, so what? It's the day. When something's telling a calendar day, you don't say Mitzvah Kekulei. You don't say Mitzvah Kekulei when something's telling in a private, personal, so to speak, account that's relevant. This person has a din. Even if we can be more, can be Kal Yisrael at large, but they have a din to do something for a certain amount of days, Mitzvah Kekulei. But if it's specific days, we don't say that. Interesting idea. Okay, so let's move further. Hoda Amar, this fellow said, Dain Dini, judge by judge. He basically would always say, judge by case in court. He was very trigger happy to go to court. Amri, they said, Shema Minam Dan Kasi, it must be this fellow comes from Sheva Dan, Dachsev Dan Yadin Amai, Ke'echad Shifte Yisrael. Hahu, Te'avi Ka'azli. Again, we're just saying people's speech is an indication of, this is not a positive, he's always going to judgment, but it's an indication of who he is. We have before going to check his Yichus. Here's an idea again of his speech, letting us know something about him. Similarly, Hahu, Ka'azli, Amri, this guy used to say, Akaf Yama Sisni Beresa, on the shore of the sea, I want to establish my palace. But Vashka Duzvul Kasi, they attacked an investigation, the family says, Zvulun, who dwelt by the seashore. Zvulun, of course, was in business. He was in Masa Matan, and he dwelt by the seashore. He was in shipping, and he supported his brother, of course, Yisachar. Fine, but the point is, they found that Zichus was from Zvulun. That's why he used to always talk about being the investigator and found he was from Zvulun. That's why he always talked about saying by the sea. The French have a beautiful deed. Why is it by Dun? You didn't do any, and they weren't Baidik. He used to always go to judgment. He used to always go to Din, and they said, hey, he's from Dun. And by the case by Zvulun, he said he wanted to be by the seashore, by the water, and they were Baidik, and they switched from Zvulun. They said, simple terrence, that going to judgment is not a positive thing, it's not a shmaka thing. It's not something that a normal person would want to do, always go to court. So the fact that he wanted to go to court, automatically, we said he's from Dun. Going to live by the shore, going to live by the sea, it's a beautiful place to live. It's not such an unusual, you know, desire, and he wants to have a palace by the sea. Sounds nice. So therefore, they checked, and when they checked, they found this document of Zvulun, but it wasn't as foolproof. Hashu the Kaimelin, Kulama or Urtu. Now that we've established, everyone agrees. Sarah Buda, Sarah Huna, Sarah Buda. Everyone agrees. Or is light nighttime. We're checking for the chametz. Padika is the night of the 14th. Ask the Gemara question. Why? Michti Ben Levi, the mayor. Sayakoy to the second of the mayor. Chametz in Israel. Mishesh Shalom. The Isra of chametz is from Chatzais. So if Isra of chametz is only from Chatzais, why on earth are we checking the night before? The Nivdek Mishis. Let's check from the sixth hour. We don't meaning you give yourself an hour to check. And the first point out, and if it takes more than an hour, give yourself 2 hours. The Gemara is not being medayik. How long? Just means check closer to this Zman Isra. Why are we checking the night before? Chitim. What are you going to say? Zrizim Makdimin LeMitzvus. That we're supposed to be zaris for mitzvahs. Therefore, you try to do it as quick as possible. Okay, so Nivdek Mitzafra. Check first thing in the morning, like we find the Ashkam Avim Maker. Check first thing in the morning. The Siv Yemeshmini Himo Basar Alasai. Pasuk says on the eighth day we should be doing Mila. Of course, the entire eighth day is kashla mila. Elish is reason like the mitzvahs, but we're zaris for mitzvahs. How do we know? Shnei Yashkam Amaker, famously, Avram Avinu got up early in the morning to do that keda, so he learns reason. And therefore, he's supposed to do mila as early in the day as possible. That's the idea of people try to make a bris mila very early. It's this idea of reason like the mitzvahs. The point is that when we try to do reason, what are we doing? Just as early in the day as possible. You don't go back to the night before. So here also, shouldn't do b'dika night before. Do b'dika first thing in the morning. The reason why they pick night is specific because that's when people are home. Two miles. First of all, people are home then. So you want to make a takana to do b'dika when people are home, number one. Number two, when the candle is effective. When it gets dark outside, that's when the candle is more effective for b'dika. Amar Baye. Hilkach, Haitzim Rabbanan, this time Chacham, they lift up, and they shouldn't start a Chavrusa Shaft, he says, just start learning a shir. Borted to Lesson Nagi Ba'Ariyasa in the evening of the 13th, going into the night of the 14th, to Mashkel Shemaitah, because maybe his Shemaitah study will continue, and it'll be mana for the mitzvah, he'll withhold the mitzvah. And if you remember, we spoke this out twice already, that's the Machlekes, Balmar and the Raiva, they were dying, whether or not the Ikkaz Mambadik is Dafka right away by when it becomes the night of the 14th, or no, the night of the 14th, but not right away. And that we said, whether or not one's allowed to continue learning, or they have to stop learning, that can be totally, and whether the is absolutely right away, or can we jump further? Let's see one more Gemara, and then we'll stop. Boy, Mene, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. The answer from Nachman Yitzchak. Hamaskir beis lechaveri ba'basar. One who rents a house to his friend on the 14th. Al mi livdik. Who has the obligation to bedika? The Mark explains the shayla. Al maskir, the landlord has to bedika livdik. Why? The chamir the day, because the chametz chamir is the chametz. Kol chamir v'chamir, right? The chametz is his, and therefore he's got to do the bedika. Aydama seich livdik isru b'shusikai. Or the seich has got to do bedika because he's going to be the one living with the iser. Right? This could really get back to that shayla. What do you do bedika for? Do you do it for bayir bayim matzah? Or do you do because Shem Yitzchak because Yafa, which is what we said about Rashi Tosef Daf Beis? Okay, we're short of time. Let's just leave that for now. But the point is, the shayla is it on the seicher, the renter, or is it on the landlord? Tashmas being a raya. I'm asking myself. Chaver al seicher lasa mezuzah. If one rents out to his friend, it's on the seicher to put up the mezuzah. So the Mara assumes it should be on the seicher also to search for the chametz to bedika. Mara says no, that's not a good proof. Hasam Amar Misharshia mezuzah chayv asadari. The mezuzah is clear halacha. The mezuzah is the chayv of the one dwelling. Since the mezuzah chayv asadar. So of course the seicher does it. Hachamai ba'ovir bechametz again. Back to shayla: is it a chayiv on the bayis, the landlord, or is it a chayiv on the one dwelling there? That's the shayla. Amlu of Nachbar Yitzchak Tanina. So Nachbar said, I have a brisa. We have a brisa that could be a raya. A maska brisa chaveray. If one rents a house to his friend, imach le maslam of teichas chalav asur. This is pretty clear. If the renter, the seicher, the tenant gets the keys before the 14th. If before he gave the keys, it already was the 14th. Alamaska lived like the landlord's got to do the bedika. But if he got the keys before the 14th, the renter then alasech lived it's on the seichel to rent. And essentially, the answer is whoever's in possession of the keys on the night of the 14th, that's the one who has to do bedika. If the night of the 14th already started and it's still the landlord still had the keys, he's got to do the bedika. If the tenant already got the keys before the night of the 14th, the tenant does the bedika, pulls over here and pick it up for the next shayla. It's going to be a shayla based on this past one. It's a build up. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, have a wonderful day. I've got the Chodesh tomorrow again is Rosh Chodesh.